Well, I am here for another hour with my guest, my advisor. It's again great to have you here. It's been a pleasure. And we're going to hear some a live performance in just a little while, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, I am excited. I'm all psyched up for that. Before we do, though, we're going to listen to a composition of Osvaldo Golijov. Now, how did you get interested in his music in the first place? First of all, he seems like a natural for you.
Well, he is. We share a very similar background. Osvaldo is also from Argentina. My father is from Argentina. In fact, most of my family is still in Argentina. I grew up speaking Spanish as well as Hebrew and French. Mm. And Osvaldo moved to Israel for a short period of time, so he's also very interested in some klezmer and traditional Jewish music. And his music, just really does not, cannot be classified, as we were talked about before. Yep. It's just such a, and to me it's just such beautiful, visceral music, that I just had to have him write a piece for me. I commissioned him to write this piece that you're going to hear. It's called Marielle. In fact, originally the piece was composed for me and the percussionist Stephen Schick, with whom I've collaborated with quite a bit. And so the original version is for cello and marimba. But when I decided to record this piece on my disc, which is called World to Come, which has all multi-track cellos, I decided to make an arrangement off this piece for four multi-track cellos. So again, I'm playing just all four tracks. It's like a cello quartet.
Yeah.
Which
always innovative.
That's right. And I made the arrangement myself, and there was just something really, really magical about how the cello interacts with each other, with its own in that piece. But the piece is called Marielle. It's written after, it's about a friend of Osvaldo who died in a car accident, and it's a very sad but very beautiful piece. One of my favorites.
Well, I'm glad we're going to be playing it. We listen now to Marielle by Osvaldo Golijov as performed by my guest, Maya Beiser.
Thank you.
Just listening to the composition Marielle of Osvaldo Golijov, as performed by my guest Maya Beiser, and that was from a Koch International Classics compact disc titled World to Come. Well, Maya Beiser will be with me until 3 p.m., and we are going to listen to a live performance that is being played right in our studio. We listened to Maya Beiser play music of the Cambodian composer Chinnery Ung, and this is a shorter version or a shortened version of the composition titled Kisse Blown. We feature Maya Beiser on cello.
We'll be right back. John Weingart has been meeting the folk music and bluegrass needs of the greater WPRB listening area since Richard Nixon was the president and the price of gas was 33 cents a gallon. The New York Times describes his program, Music You Can't Hear on the Radio, as some perfection aimed at people who like their folk music laced with rock and roll or march music or country or anything else that will create and maintain an appropriate theme. And the Philadelphia City Paper calls it the outstanding folk music program with a contradictory name. Listen to Music You Can't Hear on the Radio every Sunday evening from 7 to 10 p.m. right here at WPRB Princeton.
Here is the weather forecast for the Princeton area from the National Weather Service. We have a flash flood watch, an excessive heat watch, and a hazardous weather outlook. This afternoon, we have showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 4 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 83, north wind around 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 68. North wind between 3 and 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. And tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 91. North wind between 3 and 5 miles per hour. It is currently 83 degrees and partly cloudy at Mercer County Airport in Trenton. We had that little bit warning we had with the storms coming through our machine. So because of that, my advisor is going to repeat the composition by Chinnery Ong titled Kese Buong. Thank you. You were just listening to a live performance in WPRB studio. That was by Chinyery Ung, the Cambodian composer, and the piece was titled Kese Buong. It was performed by Maya Beiser. We are going to move immediately now to another performance by our guest Maya Beiser. This is music of Astor Piazzolla, whose dates are 1921 until 1992, and we listen to his Oblivion. Once again, Maya Beiser is our cellist, and she is accompanied by Anthony DeMara. You were just listening to music of Astor Piazzolla. His dates are 1921 until 1992, and you heard Oblivion, as performed by my guest, Maya Beiser, the cello goddess, as performed, and, well, don't laugh, Maya, and she was joined by pianist Anthony DeMara, Koch International Compact Disc. Well, Maya, in live radio, things happen, as you saw and heard. We had this thing with the emergency alert system, just went right off, and we are having a warning of thunderstorms. And I guess things happen, and thanks for doing that a second time, Chinyery Ung. Yeah. Share with us a little bit about the score. Describe a little bit about this, not only the score, but about some of the techniques you used in that.
Yeah, well, you know, Chinyery Ung, as a Cambodian composer, he came, you know, he never heard Western classical music until he was 16, and then came here and studied at Columbia and became, you know, a contemporary modern composer. Yeah. But in his music, he really merges all the sounds of his native country with those more modern techniques. And what's fascinating about this particular piece, which is called Ksebwon, which means four strings in Khmer, is that it really explores every possible sounds from the cello acoustically. But you know, the score itself, Marvin, which I brought actually to show you.
What it looked like. I liked the fact that it had no bar lines.
So timing is completely up to the performer. You can choose how long you want to stay on each note. It's very much has all these like drones that you can come in and out of, and then all these little melodic kind of, you know, things that come out of it. Mm-hmm. But for somebody who is not used to look at a score like this, there's a lot of what we call extended techniques in it, because I use a lot of you know, it's called sul ponticello, that's playing very close to the bridge. There is a lot of ricochet, different type of pizzicatos, both left-hand pizzicatos and right-hand pizzicatos, harmonics, natural and artificial harmonics, which, you know, create those very, very high sounds in the cello. So the whole range in this piece, and in fact, the original recording, I mean, my original recording is on my Kinship album with Koch, and you know, that has the full piece, which the full piece is almost 20 minutes long. I just played a shorter version, which is what I usually play in my concerts. It's just more concise version, but it's really explores sounds in this kind of abstract way.
Well, we're going to move on to something else. And this is from a CD on the OO Disc label. And this goes back, and I was actually very...
2000?
Yes, exactly. I was actually very excited because I had seen this listed and I could never find it, but I did eventually.
That's great.
And we're going to hear a piece called Garayina. This is African music, arranged, though, by New Zealand composer Jack Boddy. Tell us about what we're going to hear in this one.
Well, in my days, you know, I was the original member of the Bangonikan All Stars, we were six performers. One of them was one of the greatest percussionists, I think, in the world, Stephen Schick, who is my very close friend. And he and I, during the time that we spent in Bangonikan, decided that we wanted to commission some pieces for cello and percussion. And this album, which is called Caught by the Sky with Wire, is all music for cello and percussion. Jack Boddy made this arrangement for us, which is of a traditional African funeral music, if you can believe it. It's really kind of a happy thing. But, you know, in Africa, they play happy music during funerals. And it's just a gorgeous little piece that opens this this album.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear this now featuring my guest, Maya Beiser. And this is from the OO Disc CD titled The Maya Beiser Stephen Schick Project. Thank you. You were just listening to Garayina, African music arranged by Jack Body, as performed by Maya Beiser on cello and percussionist Stephen Schick, and that was from an OO disc, compact disc. Well, Maya, we are, believe it or not, almost done with our 3 hours.
Wow.
It went fast, and you weren't even going to stay for 3 hours, so there you go. Let's discuss some of your upcoming activities. First of all, tell us about some of the recordings projects you have going.
Yeah, well, I'm actually planning to work on 3 new recordings this fall. One is a disc-long recording with composer Michael Harrison, who does a lot of just intonation.
Yes.
He is writing a whole album of worth of music for me, and it's really fascinating. In fact, I've been working with him a lot and, you know, learning how to tune my cello and the just intonation thing, and it's a really cool project, and we're starting to record in the beginning of August. Mm-hmm. I'm also planning to record a John Cage cello concerto, and that's going to happen in the fall as well. And I'm starting to work on a brand new album, which I don't want to give too many details on, but it will be sort of the follow up to my Provenance, and it will be a collaboration with composer Evan Zipporin.
Oh. That'll
and,
be wonderful.
It's something I'm very excited about. And later on, I'll give you some more details about it. But that's something that's we're starting to work on also in August, but it's probably not going to come out until next spring.
Wow, that's cool. That's going to be exciting.
So, yeah,
that is going to be a great CD. Well, we're going to go now to another selection from your new recording. And this is a piece by Jivan Gasparian called Memories. What would you like to say about that before we hear it?
Well, I wanted to have a piece from Armenia in this album because I'm just really, I love Armenian music. I know you played some Armenian music earlier in the day and got really into it after working with Yves Beglerian. And Jivan Gasparian plays the duduk. He's the master of the duduk, which is the Armenian oboe. Mm-hmm. I just see a connection between the cello and the duduk. There's that kind of lyricism and singing quality. And I just asked him to write a tune for me, basically. I said, just write me a tune that's, you know, something you feel really strong about. And he wrote this piece. It's called Memories. And then I set it to the cello. So he just sent me, like, literally 2 lines of the tune. And then I kind of rewrote it and made it, you know, created the drone for it, and it's just a haunting, beautiful
piece.
So
let's hear it. This is music of Jivan Gasparian. This is titled Memories, featuring my guest, cellist Maya Beiser. were just listening to Memories, a gorgeous piece by Armenian composer Jivan Gasparian, as performed by my guest, Maya Beiser. Well, Maya, it's been an incredible 3 hours, I have to say.
And I really enjoyed
it. It was a tremendous amount of fun. I had a ball.
Thank you.
It was great, and I just want to let you all know that if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org, and I will be with you next Saturday morning between 6 and 9 for my weekly program of early music, all music from the medieval Renaissance and Baroque periods. Quite a contrast to today, but maybe not so much, because a tremendous amount of this music was inspired by compositions from many hundreds of years ago. So there you go. Maya, what are we going to sign off with? And we have to sign off with this.
Yeah, we're going to sign off with my rendition of the Led Zeppelin tune, Kashmir. It was arranged for me by my good friend Evan Zipporin. It's a multi-track cello arrangement, so I'm playing 12 cello tracks, playing all the parts of Kashmir, including the vocals and all the guitar stuff, and Jerry Marotta is playing percussion on it.
Well, thanks so much, Maya. Have a safe trip back up north, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks
again so much.